I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Good dude, I know you love me like cooked food, even though a nigga gotta move like a crook move. We was together on the block since free lunch. We should have been together.
The reason I'm kind of nervous, man. I'm gonna talk about my book. My book is about my life, and the song that was just playing is about my life. I mean, I'm tired of crying. You know, from my birth, I've been crying. I was born in Baltimore 27 years ago, addicted to crack. My mother was using drugs when she was pregnant with me. And I came out cross-eyed. Died two times. The hospital brought me back both times. I mean, right now, I'm just like, this why he brought me back is to talk to everyone in this room or across the nation. Like, what is my reason, you know? I was adopted. I mean, my story just touched me and so many places. Like, sometimes it just be painful just to talk about it. I stutter, you hear me stutter, just bear with me. I was in a foster home, you know. You got little kids just going around teasing you. Oh, you cross-eyed. I look at the Smurfs and see the Smurfs. Like, say, Sleepy Smurf. I see about five of Sleepy Smurfs. Cause it's funny, though. I see about five Sleepy Smurfs because my eyes cross. You know, I go to school. They try to give me these big bifocal glasses. I mean, my face is still narrow. I put the big bifocal glasses on, and the kids laughing at me like, what you got on, Coke bottle glass? Like, what is that? I mean, I've been teased all my life, you know. That's why I'm a strong individual now. I used to wonder, like, if my mother gonna come back and knock on the door. Give me my baby, you know. Like, where's Felicia? I used to, like, dream about her voice. I used to wonder, like, what she smell like, you know. I used to wonder, like, what my father looked like. You know, he black as dirt, too. I'm red, he black as dirt. I seen my father one time, you know. I mean, my story is just, it puts you in the mind of Antoine Fisher, but I'm a female. You know, and another thing, I never went to the army. I went to the wire. I just miss my mother. You know, now she deceased. You know, I just miss my mother. You know, just to like feel her hair, see if it's soft, cause mine thick. You know, I wonder if I take. After my mother, you know, my grandmother, well, my mother, my adopted parents, it was a loving home. You know, I got everything, whatever I wanted. It was just, I was a child, and once I got off the step, a hard head make a soft behind. I went outside and got in trouble. My mother like, no, you don't do that. I even got whoopings. But it still didn't matter, you know. It still didn't matter because I wanted to run in the streets. You know, I see old John over here. He got a big car. Old Bobby over here, he counting a lot of money. Damn, I want some of that money. Damn. So I go outside and try to do what they do. Sell drugs, do this, do that. And got caught up in the wrong crowd. And I ended up in the penitentiary, you know. The penitentiary is no place for female, you hear me? For real, I mean, you just see a lot of things in the penitentiary. Like, women that kill their children, you know, because their baby father don't want them. I mean, a lot of things. And it's dirty in there. You know, every time you turn around, your face breaking out. I mean, then you got somebody younger than you telling you to lay down or lock in. I mean, it's just no place for a child, for a grown up, for nobody, not even for a dog, you know. I mean, it's my book, Grace After Midnight. You can go get it at any store, any bookstore possible, on the internet, wherever. Grace After Midnight, I mean, it's a memoir. We've written my co-writer, David Ritz. If anybody know about writing or books, they know about David Ritz. I just want to tell my story because it's something like it out here, but some people ain't brave enough to tell it. You know, they'll be ashamed. I'm not ashamed of nothing, and I don't want nobody to feel sorry for me or nothing, you know? And I just want, like, if it's a child in here that's going through what I've been through, or just anything, you know, just read my book or get in contact with me or just talk to somebody that you close with and express your feelings. Like, you keep everything inside of you, it'll bottle up and you'll just go crazy, you know? And that's why I picked Jay-Z's song, I Can't See Him Coming Down My Eyes, because I done cried from my birth on to now, and I'm tired of crying, you know? I'm tired of crying. God gave me this blessing for a reason, and I want to see what it is, man. And hopefully that I could give somebody else some hope, like the fruit, like the why you gave me hope. I could give somebody else some hope in the future, you know? I don't know, I'm nervous. I'm looking around nervous. Thank you.
I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. Yeah, I seen them coming down your eyes.